But tell me about a typical Sunday.
Typical Sunday. Well, the Sundays were very classical. You'd get up and have your meals. Some people did chores before the meal, like that somebody be the boiler attendant, so they'd have to go down and stoke the boiler, get a light, get things moving. Other people would take care of putting out the meal utensils. That would be their job. Some people looked after the dormitory. They'd have to make sure all the beds were straight and made and in line.
Who actually made the edge? Individual child make their own bed?
Yeah, they made their own bed, but people had to tidy up and make sure right. the floors were swept and all the rest of that. Right. You sat down and had your meal. You'd had to say grace before a meal and then after a meal. Right. You sat down and had your meal. By the time you finished that and got dressed, like you get dressed for church.
Yes.
So you put on your Sunday best.
You'd have your play clothes on sort of thing.
Yeah, and then you'd put your Sunday clothes on. Which
and shoes and socks.
Shoes and socks, which were, you know, something you didn't wear all the time, shoes and socks. The only time you really wore them was to church until the ladies. So you went to church. I can't remember how that
went. Where was church? Over in Sargent Hall.
So they all play bells. I think via the loudspeakers on Warhammer.
Yeah, yeah, they had play a church bell.
Like church chime.
Yeah.
Oh, did they?
They had an old record player up there in the tower. It was relayed to these loudspeakers, which are now long off. But they used to be up
and so when that came on, it was time to head over for church.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody turned up and you all went, filed in and sat down in your rows. And
specific rows.
And then the church service was conducted by Mr. Ross at the time, and Mr. Hardy, he's second in charge. Then after that you went back and you went through it all again, you got changed. Everybody had their chores to do, as normal, you know, polishing floors and all the rest of that. Yeah. See, after a meal, people were assigned to washing up, drying up, putting away. Everybody had something to do. Everybody had chores, and you rotated through those chores. So you'd no sooner gotten through your lunch and everything, then there'd be Sunday school in the afternoon. Uh-huh. You didn't have to specially get changed for Sunday school, but you had to be neat and tidy and everything. So
did that mean going back across the
school? No, that was conducted. Sunday school teachers came and conducted Sunday school sessions in each home. Then if you were lucky, you got selected to go to church, Parramatta, for another session.
And that was considered lucky?
Well,
because it was
depend on which way you viewed it, you know. I mean, it wasn't lucky for me because I'd had enough of it by then. Because I used to get sick. I used to go into the Sargent Hall there, and I don't know whether I was claustrophobic or what, but I used to have bilious attacks. I'd be standing up and then everything would be going black and I'd just about faint and I'd have to go outside and I'd have a big vomit, you know, so it used to affect me, something dreadful.
So I remember Sargent particularly, and even now when I go to reunions, I remember just spent hours just staring at that wooden roof. I think it's a heritage structure these days, but that style of trustworthy or whatever, you know, I spent many hours just staring at the roof. The only thing about the church service I'm particularly appreciated was sometimes the hymns, the familiar ones, you could sort of bell it out. That aspect of it.
But the other thing on Sundays was the sock darning and stuff like that as well.
That sort of came between lunch and Sunday school.
Yeah, that's right. Or after lunch, between that lunch and Sunday school, you know. And then after Sunday school, I don't think there was much time left for play on a Sunday.
After church, they'd stay inside all day.
And Sunday was a bit of a lost day.
That was the routine, I believe, just before I got to war. No? I think it was well known. July, I was in charge. But before then, the regime involved, we really stayed in.
Saturday was a better time.
Read books and
whatever else it was. There was
comics, comics.
Sewed on buttons. And
yeah, all that sort of thing.
So you actually wrote out comics, were you?
Oh yeah, trying
to. So did you have any other reading material?
There was a library that used to go around. There was often books. There was like some books on shelves up there in the dormitory area. I remember reading Tom Brown's School Days, which is a very old book.
Yes.
I remember that book, real thick type paper that they used to turn the century.
Yes.
Probably something decades previously, and I remember reading that. I used to read everything.
I don't remember having access to any library material.
There was a mobile sort of thing they used to carry around in a box. Mm. I have no idea what happened. I believe it was all turned out eventually. Yeah.
And as you say, comics, Mandrake Magician or something.
Yeah, Superman.
When did they used to show movies?
Marvel
Sometimes
Man.
They'd show movies,
yeah. And all that sort of stuff.
Sometimes they'd show movies.
Yeah, I think it was every second Thursday night they had movies in Sargent Hall.
Sometimes you see bits of serials they didn't always follow from one week to the next.
Yeah, but they showed some
good
movies.
What were the typical sorts of things you recall?
Well, there was a lot of Tarzan movies. We saw a lot of Tarzan movies. Johnny Weissmuller, you know.
Yeah.
The Wizard of Oz, Judy Garland.
Yeah.
That was a really good show.
That was a favourite.
Yeah. But they had this old projector. It wasn't an automatic thing. And
someone
they had to stop and change the spool.
Oh, yes. When the spool ran out there.
Yeah, no, it'd go all right, but when the spool ran out, you know, the lights had come on and everything had stopped for a while.
Yeah.
Everybody would be stamping their feet.
I think that projector was there until recent years. I don't know if it's still floating around in the bits and pieces. I remember the little enclosure.
But that's what we used to look forward to, that every second Thursday night was the movies.
Yeah.
That was one of the highlights of it.
Of the fortnight, by the sounds of it. Probably fairly innovative
for
that period.
There were a lot of good things that Burnside Hams had going for them. I mean, they looked after you fairly well, as I said before, with food, clothing, they had their own swimming pool. You know, we used to go swimming every afternoon after school in the summertime, but you're only in there for a little. Everybody had an allotted time, I think it was about 15, 20 minutes. You're in there for a swim and you're out, and the next group went in the next time.
I remember charging across there. There's this theory that if you ran quickly over the paddock, you'd pick up with India or something. So we were charging across the paddock there, and then depending on whether you'd lie on that sloping brick wall.
That's right,
stone wall.
A little bit of a sunbake, warm up, dry.
The blocks would be warm, the stone
wall.
And then we'd tiddle off to the. Up there in that shed near side would be the lobby shop. I gather it moved over the years, but when I was there,
where was it?
There's a petrol bowser alongside. Behind Sargent, there's a little brick shed with an old petrol bowser, sort of the same country where you pump it up and it run out. And that was the lolly shop. You get your tube if your parents had given any money.
Mm-hmm.
You might be giving two bob or something to spend in front of there, and maybe on Saturday or something. I don't know if you get it.